This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Hamas fired more rockets towards Israel Wednesday in retaliation for the leveling of a 14-story building in Gaza. The Palestinian militant group says the volley of 130 rockets, which killed a 6-year-old boy in southern Israel, was in response to the destruction of the Gaza City residential building. Israel's army claims Gaza militants have launched more than 1,000 rockets since Monday. It says it has carried out more than 350 airstrikes on Gaza, targeting what it calls military sites. The most intense Israeli-Palestinian conflict in 7 years has killed at least 65 people in Gaza, including 16 children and 7 in Israel since Monday, according to medical officials. The United States top diplomat supported Israel's right to defend itself from Hamas rocket attacks in a phone call Wednesday with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The State Department also says U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken repeated calls for a de-escalation of violence and U.S. President Joe Biden's administration's belief that both Israelis and Palestinians have the right to live in safety and security. Blinken says he is sending a senior diplomat to the region to make similar appeals to Israeli and Palestinian officials in person. Norway will drop AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine from its immunization program over rare but serious side effects and keep Johnson & Johnson's shot suspended, the government announced Wednesday. The vaccine from U.S. drug maker Johnson & Johnson will still be offered to those who volunteer to take it in Norway. The prime minister says the decision was taken in view of the rare but serious side effects associated with the shots, with both using the same technology. This is VOA.